Hello and happy Canada Day. Welcome to Nothing Ever Happens in Canada, but we know this is simply not true. This is a Canadian podcast about the myths, legends, and just good old stories Canada has to tell. I'm Canadian Girl. Thanks so much for joining me on this bonus Happy Canada Day road trip adventure. Today is Canada's 153rd birthday, and what better way to celebrate than check out some fun facts and travel around this beautiful country. If you are looking for even more Canada Day themed episodes, I do have a Happy Canada Day episode from last year, 2019. It's season 1, bonus episode number 4. I will include it in the show notes below, as it has a ton of Canada Day facts, places around the world known to celebrate Canada Day, and so much more. For today's adventure, I've compiled a list of fun facts, everything from learning about what our provinces, cities, towns, and other locations' names actually mean and where they came from. We will look at some of the most common things found across Canada, like blood type, the most common last name, the most popular street name in the country, and of course, our favorite beer. We're even going to check out the tallest mountain in Canada, find out where the tallest tree is hiding, stand in the midst of the tallest waterfall, and unearth not only Canada's, but the world's largest T-Rex. Join me now for this bonus Canada Day road trip. Happy Canada Day, crew members! Now let's head out and find out some fun facts about this amazing country we all love so much. As we begin our adventure today, we will drive along the longest highway in the entire world, the Trans-Canada Highway No. 1. It will take you from the Pacific Ocean on the west coast of Canada to the Atlantic Ocean on the east coast. The highway runs 7,821 kilometers. Or 4,860 miles through all 10 provinces of Canada. I have personally drove across Canada using this wonderful highway, and it is any road tripper's dream, lined with tourist attractions and stops the whole way to entertain you. The longest street in Canada can be found in Ontario. Any guesses where? It's in Toronto, the famous Yonge Street. Running from the shore of Lake Ontario to Lake Simcoe, and not only is it the longest street in Canada, it's the longest street in the world at 1,896 kilometers or 1,178 miles. So where does the word Canada come from? It comes from the Indigenous Mohawk language and the word Kanata. It means village or settlement in the Indigenous St. Lawrence Iroquois language. And Ontario, while we are here on Yonge Street, comes from the Indigenous Huron word, meaning handsome lake. And in the Indigenous Iroquois language, it means beautiful lake. I grew up in Ontario and lived on the lake, and I can honestly say the Indigenous were completely right on point with that name. To be honest, guys, I don't know if I'm saying these Indigenous words correctly, so please do not take them as being correct. And I do apologize in advance, but I did try. Other Ontario locations, like Etobicoke, comes from the Indigenous Ojibwe word, meaning the places where the alders grow. Kapukasing is from the Indigenous Cree word, meaning bend in the river. Oshawa is from the Indigenous Ojibwe language, meaning crossing to the other side of the lake or river. And Petawawa, for my military fans out there, means where one hears the noises of the water in the Indigenous Algonquin language. Now let's head out to Saskatchewan. There's something very big hiding out there that I'm just so excited to tell you about. Before we get to Saskatchewan, we have to drive through Manitoba. Here you will find the longest location name in Canada. It starts with a P and is 31 letters long, 10 syllables, and I'm not even going to try and say it. but I've included a super cute cartoon video that teaches you how to say it. You can find it in the show notes below. The lake's name comes from the indigenous Cree language and means where the wild trout are caught with fishing hooks. Manitoba is believed to have come from the indigenous Cree word, which means the Strait of the Spirit. Winnipeg comes from the indigenous Cree word, Winnipeg, meaning muddy water. There is also Wapusk National Park, which comes from the indigenous Cree word and means polar bear. As we head to Saskatchewan, you will see the Rolling Cypress Hills. Their name comes from the indigenous Métis word, cypress, which was referring to the amount of jackpine trees in the area. Some other familiar Saskatchewan names? Nipawin comes from the indigenous Cree language, meaning a bed or resting place. Saskatoon is the indigenous Cree word for the local berry. And Saskatchewan itself comes from the indigenous Cree language, which means swift-flowing river. In Saskatchewan, we will find the biggest attraction of them all on our road trip today. I think so. I'm a huge fan of dinosaurs. Meet Scotty. Not only is he Canada's largest T-Rex and biggest dinosaur ever found, but he's also the world's largest and oldest dinosaur too. Coming in at 42 feet long, or 12.8 meters long, and weighing at 19,555 pounds, or 8,870 kilograms. He can be found at the Royal Saskatchewan Museum. Happy Canada Day, Scotty! Now before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we need to use some of that podcast magic and head back out to the East Coast before we head to the West Coast for a bite to eat and something to drink. We're going to need it. Now that we're back in Ontario, let's grab a Hawaiian pizza for lunch. Did you know the famous Hawaiian pizza actually originated in Ontario? It's true. And what better place to eat lunch than at the largest freshwater beach in the world at Wasaga Beach? At 14 kilometers or just over 8.5 miles long. And we can sit at the beach with our national drink in hand, the Caesar. Canada loves its Caesars. It's like a Bloody Mary, but made with Clamato juice instead of tomato. We also love our beer too, and that's why we headed back this way. Did you know that Newfoundland, Quebec, and Prince Edward Island are the highest consumers of beer in the country as of 2019? And the most popular beer in Canada as of 2016 goes to? Any guesses? It's Budweiser. Truthfully, not what I was expecting. I thought our beloved Coors Light would be the one. Overall, our beverage choices though, Canada loves its bottled water, coming in as our top drink of choice, with pop and fruit juice followed right behind. As we cruise around the east coast of Canada, let me tell you some fun facts about our country. Seen any Second Streets on our travels today? What about any Maple Streets? Second Street is actually the most common road in all of Canada, and our beloved Maple Street comes in at 6. Mount Pleasant is said to be the most common town name, with Centerville and Lakeview right behind it. And the most common last name of them all goes to, any guesses? Not surprising, it's Smith. It's the top surname in 7 provinces and territories. And our national sport? It's hockey, right? Wrong, it's actually not. Even though every Canadian has hockey running through their DNA, surprisingly, it actually is lacrosse. And speaking of DNA, as far as blood types go, the most common blood type in Canada at 39% of the country is O. And if you ever feel like giving us a phone call, you can. We have our very own phone number at 1-800 O-Canada. Again, it's 1-800-O-Canada. Now that we are nice and full and had a few drinks, cheers, Canada, and happy birthday. Let me tell you about some of the names out here on the East Coast. The name Quebec comes from the indigenous Mi'kmaq language and means straight or narrow, referring to the St. Lawrence. In New Brunswick, we have Carriquet, which comes from the indigenous Mi'kmaq language, means junction or meeting of two rivers. Mi'gadivik Lake is also from the indigenous Mi'kmaq language and means Lake of the Eels. In Newfoundland, the Torngat Mountains come from the indigenous Inuktitut word meaning spirits. It's believed that the spirits meet the living at this particular area of land. In Nova Scotia, Pugwash comes from the indigenous Mi'kmaq language, meaning deep water. Now let's head out to the Great White North, also our beloved nickname. In the Great White North of Canada, you will find places like Nunavut, which comes from the indigenous Inuktitut language and means our land. And there's a village up here known as Alert. It is the northernmost permanent settlement in all of the world. It is located 817 kilometers from the North Pole and had a population of 62 people in 2016, which had increased by 57 people since 2011, meaning just a few years ago, only 5 people used to call this little remote town in the Arctic home. Happy Canada Day, Alert, if any of you are listening. Iqaluit is one of Nunavut's most recognized towns and comes from the indigenous Inuktitut language and means many fish. Do you know where the tallest mountain in Canada is? I'll give you a clue. It's up here in the territory somewhere. It's in the Yukon. Mount Logan is the highest peak in Canada and the second in North America at 5,959 meters or 19,550 feet tall. And our last stop in the Great White North before we head out to the west coast of Canada is at the Great Bear Lake, located in the Boreal Forest in the Northwest Territories. It is Canada's largest lake entirely in Canada, at a surface area of 31,153 kilometers squared and has a max depth of 446 meters or 1,463 feet. It is the 8th largest lake in the world. Now let's head to Alberta and learn about some of its names and where they came from. The Bow River comes from the indigenous Blackfoot word, which means river where the bow reeds grow. The reeds were so good in this location, they were used for making bows to shoot arrows. Okotoks comes from the indigenous Blackfoot language and means big rock. Pinoka also comes from the indigenous Blackfoot language and means black elk. Wabamun Lake comes from the indigenous Cree language and means mirror or looking glass. And the Athabasca, which is linked to many famous Alberta attractions, comes from the indigenous Cree language and means where the reeds are. Next stop along the Trans-Canada Highway today is beautiful British Columbia. And if you noticed along our drive today, the whole Trans-Canada Highway has signs that are green with a big white maple leaf in the center of it. All you have to do is follow those white maple leaves and they will lead you across this beautiful country we call home. As we cross the border into British Columbia, we have to travel across the mainland to get to the island where the real big surprises are waiting for us today. But while we do that, let me tell you about some of the names in British Columbia. Mount Garibaldi comes from the indigenous Squamish language and means dirty place, referring to the ash-stained snow on the mountain's peak. Comox is believed to have come from the indigenous Chinook language and means dog. Kaneso Falls comes from the indigenous Cree language and means fish. Kamloops comes from the indigenous Shuswap language and means where the rivers meet. Kelowna comes from the indigenous Okanagan language and means grizzly bear. Esoyas comes again from the indigenous Okanagan language and means narrows of the waters. And Tawasin comes from the indigenous North Strait Salish language and means looking towards the sea. Now let's hop on the ferry here in Tawasin and head out to the island and check out the largest waterfall and largest tree in Canada. The largest tree can be found in a very remote location near Chewat Lake and west of Lake Cowichan. It is a western red cedar that has a trunk that is 20 feet or over 6 meters in diameter and is 182 feet or 56 meters tall. She is truly quite amazing. She was found in 1988 and stands just within the Pacific Rim National Park Reserve, so she can be protected. She is affectionately known as the Chewat Giant. It is big enough to make 450 telephone poles, but that is never going to happen. Our next and final stop on this Canada Day road trip takes us to Della Falls. Stand back and enjoy the mist as it hits your face and cools us all off after such a long car and ferry ride to get here today. Della Falls is Canada's tallest waterfall and the 16th highest in the world, standing at 1,443 feet or 440 meters. She makes that big beautiful tree we just saw seem so small. Della Falls is truly a sight to see if you ever get the chance. I hope you enjoyed this bonus Canada Day road trip with me. Happy Canada Day to all my Canadian adventurers out there. I'm Canadian Girl. Until next time, my friends.
This podcast is a part of Straight Up Strange Productions. Discover more shows like this one at straightupstrange.com.
You guys who always hang around to the end are the absolute best. I hope your Canada Day is a good one. And to my American friends out there who will be celebrating July the 4th in just a few days, I'm sending you my best wishes for a great day celebrating the country you love. I'm Canadian Girl.